97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Smashing his guitar at the end of every segment. Mark Cox.
Follow the show on Facebook. Facebook.com/The Mark Cox Show.
Preposterous part of this speech. This is night number five. One, two, three, four, five. Five nights of riots and looting and violence on the streets of his principal city. And Gavin Newsom uses this opportunity to give a speech against Donald Trump, not about the rioters, not about the people who are out there committing the crime. NBC, other networks are saying this is the first step in his presidential ambitions, and basically this is what's going to make Gavin Newsom president. Well, if that's the case, let me be the first to salute President J.D. Vance in 2028, because that's what's going to happen, whether Democrats like it or not, if this is their main guy.
Yeah. Joe Borelli yesterday on CNN just saying, hey, if this is what you think is going to propel you to the White House, you're losing your mind. There's just not a chance people are going to respond to this after watching L.A. burn for 5 days. My goodness, what a mess we got going on. We've got Lori Reese with us this morning. Lori is the director of Border Security and Immigration Center there at the Heritage Foundation. And Lori, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So here we go. We have got finally a curfew in place in LA, and I'm watching the reaction from people because there were 80 arrests overnight, I think, for people violating the curfew. And finally, it was a calm night. A plus B equals C to me. I don't know why they didn't do this sooner.
Well, I agree. Both Mayor Bass and the governor were too passive. And but we've seen this time and time again when riots have broken out, whether it's, you know, Springfield, Missouri, or in Minneapolis. I mean, you name it, 2020, but before that as well, Ferguson, et cetera. A lot of these Democrat leaders will say, oh, they're just letting off steam, or, oh, it's not violent, or, oh, it's peaceful. And time and time again, they're proven wrong. People are harmed and property is destroyed. Meanwhile, this has now spread. So while L.A. was, you know, relatively calmer than the prior four nights, it's now going on in at least 11 other cities, and I do worry about this Saturday in Washington, D.C., where we're going to have a large parade, and there has been a call for, you know, no kings protests all over the country against Donald Trump.
I'm curious, Laura, who's behind these riots? Who's funding them? Because I was looking at an article on the Daily Signal that talked about how there's been increased scrutiny specifically on three major organizations.
Yeah, in terms of L.A., we had the SEIU. They were very visible. We had CHRLA, the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights in Los Angeles. You had the Party for Socialism and Liberation, I think, which pre-printed the signs that the protesters were holding. You know, if you keep peeling the onion, you're going to find a lot of Soros money. You're going to find Tides money, which is Soros as well. It's the same funders that we see for a lot of bad causes to just tear down American institutions and try to reimagine American institutions and society and their Marxist ideology.
Yeah, I wonder what role the National Council of La Raza has played in all this, too, because I know they were actively aiding and abetting people breaking into the country and teaching them how to get across the border plead for amnesty or claim amnesty when they came across.
Yeah, I mean, the number of NGOs, non-governmental organizations, is endless involved in and receiving government money during the Biden administration, and still involved, even though the Trump administration is in now, with Soros money, et cetera. I mean, they're running interference and offense and defense for the left. And if you think about it, you know, what was Barack Obama before he became a politician? He was a community organizer. And so I think he has taken community organizing up to scale, and these NGOs are just running everything for the left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Karen Bass, same thing, the mayor of L.A., who used to take sabbaticals to visit Fidel Castro in Cuba. I mean, they're all organizers, and many of them, this is my saying, I'm not asking you to comment on it, but they do not have the best interests of the United States at mind to begin with, I think. And what do you think happens? What are you worried about happening next? Like, this is obviously, I don't know if it's got enough legs to last into the summer like we saw the last time cities started to burn. The Trump administration has taken a very different approach to it this time.
Yes, fortunately. Well, I think the left wants their next George Floyd. They always want their poster child to rally other people and to keep emotions stirred up and then get the left to act accordingly. But you're right, Trump has learned from 2020 and he's being more decisive and more swift about it. I had to follow the riots in 2020 and, you know, we just kept asking, where are the investigations, where are the RICO investigations and prosecutions? I do think they are pursuing that this time around. And what's interesting about this is how much of it is really about immigration and mass deportations and how much of it is just about, you know, socialist revolution by many of these groups. I think they're using immigration and deportations as an excuse to just, you know, tear down institutions and to go after Trump.
Laura Reese, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Heritage.org, thedailysignal.com. You can follow it there. I read a quote earlier from one of these NGOs in L.A. saying they've stripped us of our funding. We don't have anything else to do. We're all in. So now they're bitter because they got stripped of their funding by the Trump administration. I think that's sweet irony, isn't it? Hey, coming up, Andrew Bailey, Missouri's Attorney General, with his thoughts on all this. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.